We are learning today Lekutei Sichos Chelek Yud Aleph, Sicha Vayakel Aleph. It's actually a shorter Sicha and an easier Sicha with a very beautiful Hira at the end. And actually, this Sicha, the questions, the discussion in this Sicha is actually different than any of the other Sichas we've learned together over the past few weeks, in the fact that the Rebbe teaches us that not only is every single Rashi precise and exact and could be learned from in each and every detail of the Rashi, the Dibur HaMaschil and the questions and the order of the answers and so on and so forth, but even in what Rashi does not say is also a lesson. In other words, if there is a question that you might think of and Rashi doesn't address it at all, in the fact that Rashi doesn't address it, he's telling us that it's not really a question. As a matter of fact, the Rebbe brings in the Ara too, that Rashi in several occasions says, Eini Yedea. Eini Yedea means that I don't know. It means he doesn't have an answer, but he's validating the question. If Rashi doesn't even address it by saying Eini Yedea, and Rashi just avoids addressing the question entirely, this is a message that Rashi does not see this as a question in the first place. And this is the type of sicha, this is the style of the sicha we're going to learn today, where the Rebbe brings in numerous questions that one might have on the psukim, and asks why does Rashi not ask these questions, and tells us why these questions are, to begin with, not even a question. So, in the inside, Kvar Dubur Kama Piyamim, it's been mentioned numerous times, several times, Shadarke Shadashi Bipirushi Alateira Mitharish Kol Dover Akashi Bipsutishal Mikra, that it is the way of Rashi, in his Pirush Anteira, to explain everything, any difficulty that may arise in Pshuteshal Mikra, in the basic understandings of the Pasuk, any question that may arise, Rashi addresses it. In a place where a question arises, in the simple understanding of the Pasuk, and Rashi does not explain it or answer it, this is the proof, this is the evidence that Rashi, according to Rashi, this is not a question at all. And therefore Rashi does not have to comment on it and explain it, because this idea is understood and explained on its own. So Alpiza, Tzarech Lahavin, Taimei Shal Rashi, Bamesh Einei Meir, B'Yeshuvam, Shal Kushyeis Pshutes L'Cha'era, Hamis Eireis B'Limud Apsukim Arishen and D'Pashaseinu. Therefore, we have to understand the reason of Rashi, why he does not comment and explain simple questions, seemingly simple questions, that arise in the learning of the first Psukim of our Parsha. In other words, if Rashi skips it, we have to understand why. Why does Rashi not address these questions? Because Rashi addresses every question, unless Rashi thinks it's not a question. But we have to understand, here we have questions, and Rashi doesn't answer them. And the Rebbe is going to ask five questions at the beginning of this week's parsha, the parsha of Vayakel. B'tchilas ha-seder enemar Vayakel meisha gemar v'yemar aleyem eila advarim ha-shatziva ha-shem lasis esam. The beginning of the parsha begins with the words, Meisha gathered all of the Yidden, and he said to them, Vayemar is emphasized here, Meisha spoke to them, and he said, these are the words, or these are the things that Hashem has commanded you to do, Sheishas yamim tasa malacha, 6 days a week you should do malacha, Ubayim ha-shvi, and on the seventh day you should rest, Hatzivi yoshmir Shabbos, which this is a commandment to observe Shabbos, by not doing malacha. V'tekev l'achrei zeh, and immediately after that, Ne'emar, Tzivui meleches ha-mishkan, the commandment to build a mishkan is told to the Yidden, Umaktim oidapam, and once again he begins with the word Vayomer Moshe. Moshe spoke, Gemar, Zeh ha-dover ha-shatziva ha-shem leimer, this is the thing that the Eibishter commanded, Kru me'idchem truma, take from with amongst you from what you have, truma, a donation, a contribution, and build the base, build a mishkan. Hainu, this implies, Sheshneyem ein amira, both were an amira, because it says vayomer by both of them, both by Shabbos and by Mishkan, and both beis el kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, both were spoken to all of the Yidden, because Moshe gathered all of the Yidden, and first he spoke to them about Shabbos, then he spoke to them about the Mishkan. The tzarech la'avin, we have to understand, the first question is, why is it say vayomer twice? Implying that there are two separate statements or two separate sayings by Moshe to the Yidden. Why did Moshe divide these two commandments into two separate statements? The Leikalalam ba'amira achas, and did not include them in one statement. Could have said that Yaakov Moshe goyma Moshe gather the Yidden, vayomer aleihem ela advarim, and he said to them, these are the things that Hashem has said to you, sheishes yamim, 6 days a week you should work, and on Shabbos you should rest, and then right away, k'chu me'idchem geymar, take from amongst you the contributions, and build a mishkan. U'bifrat, especially, mavur b'pirish Rashi al ha-pasuk sheishes yamim, the Rashi on the pasuk of sheishes yamim, Rashi says, he k'tim lehem azharas iser melacha b'shabbos. He prefaced the prohibition against doing melacha on Shabbos, litzivim melacha sam mishkan, to the commandment to build a mishkan, leimar to tell us she'ein edeiches a Shabbos, that the building of the mishkan does not override Shabbos. V'hainu she'atzivu yashmir a Shabbos kan ein ela hakdama leha'ikir tzivim melacha sam mishkan, which means to imply that the commandment to keep Shabbos, to observe the Shabbos, is brought here only as a preface to the more important and primary concept discussion of building a mishkan, which means Shabbos is a prat b'dinim melechas hamishkan. It is only a detail in the overall discussion and the dinim, the laws of building the mishkan. Val pizeh kasha yeser lamabo bezaminis nifrades. And this raises the question even more: why are they brought in two separate statements? Since one is only a detail in the other, it could have said both in the same statement, because we're discussing Binyan HaMishkan, and a detail in Binyan HaMishkan is not to build the Mishkan on Shabbos, so they're both part of the same discussion. Why are they in two separate amirais, two separate statements? The second question is on the words Las Sois Oysam, by the mitzvah of Shabbos. He says, Eila HaDvarim Asher Tziva Hashem Las Sois Oysam. And he's going to ask, why add the words Las Sois Oysam? Why does he specify the words in the commandment of the Malacha and Isra Malacha and Shabbos? Eila advarim ha-shatziva Hashem la sois oysam sheishas yamim, the words la sois oysam, to do them. And then he says 6 days a week you should work. L'chaira teves la sois oysam yutar esem. Seemingly these words la sois oysam are extra. These are the things that Hashem has commanded. Sheishes yamim, work for 6 days. Oy, asher tziva Hashem leimer sheishes. Hashem has commanded to saying 6 days a week you should work. Kibreiv amekemis, as it's usually written, either a leimer or not a leimer. And like in the immediately the next statement about building the mishkan, it says, and it doesn't say the words la sois oisam. Gimel, the third question is in a sense a continuation on the second question, on the asking on the words la sois oisam. Hatzivu yashmir Shabbos kan ein yapul chiyuvis. The commandment here about Shabbos is to not do melacha in the melacha of the mishkan on Shabbos. So it's not an active commandment. Tzivui dekum va'asei, the kind of commandment that says, get up and do something. Ki im tzivui limneya, es atzim me'asiya. It's a passive commandment. Shlilas asiya, don't do something. Don't build the Mishkan on Shabbos. Vim kein, hari leirak shetevis elu miyutaris hein, not only are the words la'aseis esam to do, not only are they extra, superfluous, elu delashin asiya nimasim lazeh, they don't fit in to the flow of the pasuk. Because he's not coming to tell me to do something, he's coming to tell me what not to do. Especially since it's juxtaposed to the commandment of building the Mishkan, which is an active commandment, go and build Chuma Yidchem Truma, go collect Truma and build the Mishkan. Over that which that is an active commandment, here it's a passive commandment. So why say the pasuk? Why say the words? Lasis isam uklape laya, and it's actually just the opposite direction. By the Mishkan, which is a kumvaasei, it doesn't say lasis. It doesn't say to do. And by Shabbos, which is here, is not a kumvaasei. It's a don't do something. It says the word lasis esam. So question two is why you say lasis esam. Question three is that not only are the words extra, the words don't fit in. Because it says, it's talking about what not to do. So the words lasis esam to do doesn't make sense. Especially near the Melechas HaMishkan, where it's over there it's telling you what to do, and it doesn't say lasis esam. Question Dalad, the fourth question. And the question Dalad and Hey are going to be about the order, why is Shabbos before Mishkan in this parsha. Al pi perish Rashi shuva leil shu ikra kavan basar Shabbos kan. Eini lahazir al klolis inyish min Shabbos. According to the Rashi that was mentioned earlier, the Rashi on the words sheishas yamim, that the main intention of telling us the mitzvah of Shabbos here is not to give the general mitzvah of observing Shabbos, kimu leidia prat lahazed melechas hamishkan in edeches melacha b'Shabbos. It's only to come to tell us a detail, to tell us that the melacha of the Mishkan does not override Shabbos. Havelilitzaveisam tchila amelechas hamishkan. He should have first spoken about the melechas hamishkan, which is based on this understanding, the main concept here. V'achakach yesif aprat, and then he should add a detail. Yitzave ala Shabbos leimashen edeches haShabbos, to command and tell us to keep Shabbos because the Mishkan doesn't override Shabbos. But if the Shabbos is only a prat in Mishkan, Mishkan is more important. It should come first. It's actually interesting. He points out in the Ha'ari 11 from some of the Mefarshei Rashi that Rashi actually uses the word hikdim. He says the hikdim lemazara Shabbos. He prefaced the mitzvah of Mishkan with the mitzvah of Shabbos. And some want to learn that some of the Mefarshei Rashi want to learn that. Prohibition against doing the melacha on Shabbos is learned from the fact that it comes first. Had it come second, we would think that it's coming to tell us that you could do melacha samishkan on Shabbos. And of course, various mefarshim argue with that understanding. But it's such an interesting observation that Rashi uses the word hikdim, and now the Rebbe is asking why taka hikdim? Why taka does Shabbos come first? Hey, you say to Mizu, the fifth question takes this question four to the next level. This order to have Shabbos first and then Mishkan is actually opposite the order that Moshe heard these two tzivuyim from the Eibishter. What order did Moshe go? Moshe heard it here from Hashem. First came the Tzivei Melechas HaMishkan in Parshas Truma, Parshas Tetzaveh, in Parshas Kisisa. The Eibishter is giving Moshe Rabbeinu all the details about Melechas HaMishkan. In addition to that, in continuation to that, in Parshas Kisisa comes Ha'azara She'isur Melacha B'Shabbos Ein Nidchem Epnei Melechas HaMishkan. The prohibition to observe Shabbos, that the Melechas HaMishkan does not override doing Melacha on Shabbos. Which is also because the pasuk in Parshas Kisisa says Ach Es Shabbos Tishmeru, but. However, you should observe my Shabbos. Kapirish Rashi explains, Al Yekal Beinach Alidches Es HaShabbos Bepneyesa Melacha. It should not be a light in your eyes that you should think that you should push off Shabbos because of this Melacha, meaning Melechas HaMishkan. Even though you will be involved and alert to finish the Melacha on a prompt, quick way, Shabbos al titcha mipana, you should not override Shabbos because of it. In other words, even though you're involved, you want to do it vashnella, you want to finish the Melechas HaMishkan and bring down and finish the beautiful Mishkan. Nevertheless, you can't do it on Shabbos. Ki kol achin v'rakin miyutin l'mayit Shabbos v'lechas ha-Mishkan. Because whenever it says, according to Rashi at least, whenever it says ach or rak in the Torah, it's an exclusion. So when it says ach, Hashem says it ishmeru, is to exclude Shabbos from l'lechas ha-Mishkan. So in other words, first came in Parshas Terumah at the Tzava, comes the Tzivui l'lechas ha-Mishkan. Then in Kisisa comes the Tzivui, excuse me, a melechas and azhara on Shabbos. So you have first melechas Mishkan, then Shabbos, and in Parshas Vayakil he goes the opposite: first Shabbos and then Mishkan. So we have five questions on this pasuk, which Rashi does not address any of them. On this pasuk, why there are two amiris? Why it says lasis oisam, and why does Shabbos come before Mishkan? So therefore we must say that it's bechlal not a question, which is why Rashi doesn't address it. And there's something here that we missed that raised these five questions. And when we just shift our perspective a little bit to understand what we're talking about, we will see all of these questions dissipate. V'abir bazeh. And the answer to these questions is as follows. There is actually two times that Moshe heard the tzivui, the azhara on Shmirah Shabbos from the Eibishter. The first was in the Aseres HaDibris, in the Dibra about keeping Shabbos. And the second is the Achash of Seis HaTishmeru, which comes to Moshe Rabbeinu in continuation to the tzivui Melechas HaMishkan. Comes here and he says like this: "B'shasivim melechas haMishkan." During the tzivi, when Moshe Rabbeinu is commanding the Yidden to build a Mishkan, "K'shachozar Moshe v'tzivah lazaras Shabbos." When Moshe repeats the tzivu yon Shabbos, the tzivu yon keeping Shabbos, "Leimar she'nedeiches la Shabbos," to teach the Yidden that Mishkan does not override, does not push away Shabbos. "Hine'ime yoish nemar le'ato." Even though he was just told a specific, unique tzivui about Shabbos and the Mishkan, when Moshe gives over this azhara, this prohibition, to the Yidden, Moshe is actually repeating to them not the Aches Shabbosai Tishmeru that he just heard from Hashem, but is reminding them again of the original Tzivu Yan Shabbos that he heard by the Aseres HaDibris. Azara Shabbos of Aseres HaDibris. V'diyek v'hidgish, and he specifies and emphasizes. Shehu Tzivu Shenemar Lema Aseres HaDibris. This is the commandment that they were told by Aseres HaDibris. B'chdei lenamik, in order to explain, lama le'nidcha isim melechas Shabbos b'pnei melechas haMishkan. Why taka does melechas haMishkan not override Shabbos? And in the next paragraph, he's going to explain to us five unique things about the Aseres HaDibris that do not exist necessarily by the other mitzvahs in the Torah. The commandments that were told to the Yidden Baseres HaDibris have a very unique importance to them. Aleph, Baseres HaDibris kasu v'yidaber elokim es kol advarim eila. With regards to Baseres HaDibris, it says that the Eibishter spoke these words. Pirush Rashi she'omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aseres HaDibris b'dibur echad. That the Eibishter said all of the ten commandments, all of the ten dibris in one dibur. Just like we say sometimes, Bezachar v'shamar, b'dibur echad nemru, it's two words, two parts of a dibur that was said in one shot. So Rashi says that all the Aseres HaDibris were included in one dibur that they heard from the Eibishter. Ulefiza nimtza shekol Aseres HaDibris, the leirak beis dibris lishenus shamar b'nei yisom b'yakadosh baruch hu. And it comes out that all ten dibris were heard by the Yidden, not just the first two. In other words, also we say that that we heard from the Eibishter, and after that the Yidden got scared and Moshe Rabbeinu says the rest of the Dibris. But before that happens, the Eibishter says a Dibra that includes all the ten Dibris, so which includes Shabbos. The Yidden heard it directly from the Eibishter. Base, gam kasha chazer repeats kol dibur v'dibur from the atzma. Even when Moshe later repeats each dibur individually, even though at that point the only thing they heard directly from the Yebishter is a neichiv liyilcha ushara dibres yomeshem medaber mashpiyali Yisrael, and the other dibres, the other eight, Moshe was telling them over and giving them the words for the Yidden to hear. Mikol mokayim yesh gam b'chazer zushel Moshe, even though they're hearing it from Moshe, but this repetition that Moshe is doing for them has a ma'ale v'chashivus miyuchedes, a very special advantage and uniqueness. Ligabi sh'ar tzivuyei ha'Torah sh'shamah b'Moshe, with regard to the other commandments, the other mitzvahs of the Torah that they heard from Moshe. Kol la tzivuyei in the Parashas Kisisa, including all the mitzvahs in Parashas Kisisa, ki harei ze pirush ha'dibur sh'shamah b'pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dibur echad. Because this is an explanation or an elaboration on the tzivui that they heard from the Yebishter. So the chatchila, since they heard it directly from the Yebishter, even though they later hear it from Moshe again, when they hear it from Moshe again, they're hearing from Moshe something that they originally heard from the Yebishter. So it still has that powerful impact on them, because there any other mitzvah, taka, they hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's the first time they hear it. Aseres Adibris, even the last eight, they're hearing it from Moshe Rabbeinu after already hearing it from the Yebishter. Number 3. The Aseres HaDibris was said Bekel Gadol with a very strong sound, a very strong voice. It says Kel Gadol Velo Yosef. And other Sikhis, other Ma'amarim explain what the Kel Gadol was, that there was no echo, and the Rebbe explains that it penetrated into the whole Bria, into the whole creation. And they saw the coil, they were able to see the actual coil, which also Chassidus explains the advantage, the uniqueness of the fact that they were able to see something that is generally only in the realm of Shmiya, in the realm of hearing. Dalid, a fourth special thing is al kol dibur anu hein. On every dibur they answered hein. There's a famous machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, if they said al hein hein, al hein loy hein. Al hein hein ba loy loy, al hein hein ba loy hein. Exactly what did they say? If they said yes on everything, or they said yes on yes and no on no. And the Rebbe explains elsewhere the lishitasei. But the fact that they were answering back and accepting upon themselves each dibra shows the importance of each dibra. Hey, the fifth maila is aseres adibres nemru b'mayim mid kol Yisrael yachad. That says adibres was said in the presence of all of the yidden at once. Umizef, this tells us she'inyim yuchud b'tzivuyim elu. There's something very special about these tzivuyim. B'lachinemru l'chal Yisrael anashim v'nashim v'chulu. This is therefore was said to all the yidden at once, men and women. And also in Pirkei de Rebbe Lezer, it says that even the neshamas that were to be born later were also included in the Maimid Har Sinai. So everybody, from men and women that were present at the time, and all the future datas were present at the time. Koilil Moishev Arab Askenim, and another detail over here, that generally speaking, the Seder was, as he brings in Arad 24, that first the Abishter spoke to Moshe. Moshe then taught to Aaron. Aaron then taught it to the Skenim, and the Skenim then taught it to all of the Yidden. Here, the Aseres HaDibris, Koilil Moishev Arab Askenim B'yachad, all the Yidden, there was no levels. All of the Yidden, Anashim V'Nashim of all the Deiris, together with Moshe and Aaron and the Skenim, all heard it at once. Obviously, this is something special that the Eibishter spoke to everyone at once. Then he adds one more Maila with regards to Shmirish, to the Dibra of Shabbos. In other words, these five are about all of the Aseres HaDibris were special. There's something special about the Dibra of Shabbos as well. The Oid Inyim is one more detail. But Tzivu Yashmir Shabbos of Aseres HaDibris Nichlal V'Nichfal Gam HaTzivu Demara. In other words, the Yidden were commanded to keep Shabbos already in Mara before they came to Sinai, to Har Sinai, to Midbar Sinai. And the tzivui of the Aseres HaDibris was inclusive of whatever they were commanded in Mara. Because the Nemar says a dibur is a parshas for Eschanon, kasher tzivcha Hashem lekecha. Like it says in the says a dibur is a parshas for Eschanon, as Hashem already commanded you. Upirishdashi kasher tzivcha kedem atnteira b'mora. And Rashi says, when is kasher tzivcha? When did Hashem already command us about Shabbos? It happened by mora in mora when the Eibishter commanded them about Shmirat Shabbos. So Shabbos, the dibur of Shabbos in the says a dibur is inclusive of the Aseres HaDibre of the mitzvah of Shmira Shabbos that was mentioned in Mora. So it has a double impact. Now that we understand how powerful the Dibris of Aseres HaDibris is in the Dibra of Shabbos, in Aseres HaDibris is, now we understand how special it is, how unique it is. And this is why Moshe repeats this tzivui of the Aseres HaDibreis, mikivan, since the neisiv aletz machshiva shebetzivui is in addition to the general importance of this tzivui, as just mentioned, boze omar lehem abir b'pshut yishol mikra, lo amayim aleches ha-mishkan deiches Shabbos. With this, the Moshe is telling the Yidden, the reason, the explanation, according to pshut yishol mikra, why meleches ha-mishkan is not deiches Shabbos. In other words, there are other explanations of pihalacha. For example, Shabbos is a mitzvah saseh and a mitzvah lois saseh. And the melechas hamishkan is only mitzvah saseh. So, this is Arutz 26. And he brings from the Sfarno that the melechas Shabbos is stronger because it's an aseh and a lois saseh versus mishkan, which is only an aseh. But that's a hezber al pi halacha, not a hezber al pi pshut yishol mikra. But al pi pshut yishol mikra, by Moshe telling the Yidden the tzivui of the Aseres HaDibreis, this is a reasoning why it's greater than Mishkan. Av shemelechas haMishkan u'inyan ikri, even though melechas haMishkan is also a very main and basic and primary concept in Yiddishkeit. B'shomen HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'asol l'mikdash shechanti b'seicham, like the Eibishter says, make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell amongst them. So the haMishkan tishra haShchina b'Yisrael, through the Mishkan, this brings down the Shechina to rest by the Yidden, which is obviously something very important. We call Mokim move on. She'i Evsher, she'tzivui zeh, she'nitztavu achshav mipi Moshe. It's understood that it's impossible that this commandment that they just received from Moshe, yidcha mitzvah Shabbos, should override the mitzvah of Shabbos, she'i achas me'aseres ha-dibreis, which is one of the seres ha-dibreis, Sheshamu kol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael, that every single Yid heard mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu asme, from the Eibishter himself, as we just explained at length. Clearly, the Aseres HaDibreis is something so majorly important that even Mishkan does not override it. Now we're going to use this to answer our questions. This idea that the mitzvah of Shabbos, there was a commandment that they heard from themselves, they heard by themselves from the Eibishter in the Aseres HaDibreis, mevor b'diyuk halasha, and this is explained in the words Asher tziva Hashem lasois. If you remember, our question number 2 and question number 3 is, why does it say lasois? Especially since the mitzvah of Shabbos here is a passive mitzvah, not an active mitzvah. But if you tell me that this mitzvah is the Shmira Shabbos from the Aseres HaDibreis, Aseres HaDibreis nitztavu leirak al iser ushlilas melacha b'Shabbos. In the Aseres HaDibreis, they were not just commanded about the prohibition against doing melacha on Shabbos, ki im gam zochres im Shabbos lekatrei. Also remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy, which is an active mitzvah, a positive mitzvah. Rashi says, put it in your heart, pay attention, so to speak, to constantly remember Shabbos. And there are various mitzvahs, for example, Kiddush, and for example, which is a mitzvah chiyuvi on Shabbos, a positive mitzvah, to be mekadosh on Shabbos. So if you're talking about the Aseres HaDibreis, the word lasis fits right in, because there's parts of Shabbos that are lasis, that are meant to be done, not just to not do. And this also answers our first question, why there are two separate amiras, two separate statements. And this is why these two commandments, The commandment on Shabbos and the commandment about the Mishkan are divided. The Beis Hamikdash Nifrados into two separate statements. Beis Pamim Vayomer, as he says in the pasuk twice, Vayomer Me'achar Shebeis Tzivu Yimeilu Hemi Beis Sugim Nifradim Lagamri, because these two commandments come from two totally different categories, from two totally different places. The tzivui on Shabbos is something that Moshe is just repeating, something that everybody already heard from the Eibishter. The tzivui on Malachas HaMishkan is something that he, Moshe himself, heard from Hashem. And he is the one who is conveying this commandment to the Yidden. So there's two different things. One is the Yidden already heard it from the Eibishter, and Moshe is just repeating it. Another thing is Moshe was the only one to hear it, and Moshe is the one who's introducing it to the Yidden. Since it's two different concepts, two different categories, so he divides them into two separate sayings. In other words, if it was a detail in Shmini in if Shabbos was a detail in Melechas HaMishkan, she would ask, if they're both part of the same idea, why are you separating them? But it's not part of the same idea, even though he's coming here to talk about the Mishkan, but the Dibur that he's repeating is something that's coming from a totally different place, and therefore it belongs in its own Amira. And now he's going to answer question 4 and 5 about the order. Why does Moshe bring first Shabbos and then Mishkan? V'alpia, now move on. Lo mohigdi Moshe tzivu v'azara Shabbos l'tzivu melechas ha-Mishkan. Now this will also explain to us why Moshe prefaced first the tzivu, first the commandment on Shabbos, about the prohibition of Shabbos, and then the commandment of melechas ha-Mishkan, hagam shetzivu al Shabbos uprat. Even though over here the commandment of Shabbos is only a detail in the melechas ha-Mishkan, ki tu pratim. Number one, in addition to the fact that this is actually the order, how they heard it from Eibishter, because first they heard the Aseres HaDibros, and then they heard the Tzivu Melechas HaMishkan. So earlier question, hey, we said it's the opposite order, because that was when we were thinking that Moshe was repeating the mitzvah, the saying of Achas HaBseisit Tishmeru. So then that came after Melechas HaMishkan. But if you're telling me that it says Lasais, and therefore I know from Lasais that Moshe Rabbeinu is talking about the Tzivui of Aseres HaDibros comes before the mitzvah of Melechas HaMishkan. In addition to that, Al Yidei Zeh Ramaz Ala Maile V'Achashivus HaMiuchedes B'Shabbos. He's hinting to us the very great importance of Shabbos, shehu kadum b'mayla l'tziv melechas ha-mishkan, that it is greater in stature than the commandment of the melechas ha-mishkan, umitam chashivusei ha-me'ula, and because of its great importance in the nidchel of the melechas ha-mishkan, it's not overridden by melechas ha-mishkan. And now it's interesting, in the Ora 11, the Rebbe mentioned the fact that Rashi uses the word higdim. Here in 29, now that this is the diuk, we can understand why Rashi specifically uses the word higdim, because he's not just telling us that he prefaced first Shabbos then Mishkan, but higdim, it's actually kedima b'mayla, it's actually also comes first in stature, in level of importance. Shabbos, from Aseres HaDibros, is more important than Melechas HaMishkan. And this answers question 4 and 5, why the order is first Shabbos and Melechas HaMishkan. Number one, because Shabbos came first, Aseres HaDibros. Number two, because Shabbos is more important than Melechas HaMishkan. Dalid, Hayram, Yikol Zeh B'Avedas HaAdam, and from this we could learn a lesson in the Avedah HaAdam, the person's serving of Hashem. In this first paragraph, he sort of encapsulates this whole vart, and then he leads it into the Hira. Even though the commandment here about the prohibition of Melacha on Shabbos is only a detail in the commandment of building a Mishkan. In other words, Leimai Shein Yadeichas HaShabbos, to teach me that Mishkan is not Deichas Shabbos. Moshe turns it into a primary important thing. And he told it over to the Yidden in its own amir, in its own statement. And that's why Moshe repeats the commandment of the Azara Sadibre is born, it's Tavum and Piyakadis Baruch Hu, because that's when they were commanded by Hashem, Al Etzem Inyush Mire Shabbos, on the main idea of Shabbos, not like the Tzivu in Kisisa that is only speaking about Melechas HaMishkan. No, Moshe is trying to turn this into something, even to remind the Yidden of the great importance of this. If you say to him, even more so, Mashmoes Hakosuv Vayakel Moshe Vegemer Sheishes Yomer Megemer. First, as soon as the Yaakov Moshe, the first thing he talks is about Shabbos, and only later does he talk about the Mishkan. Mas Meshach, Holos Kodas Bnei Yisrael, the gathering of all of the Yidden, making such a big deal out of it, was primarily for the Azor of Shabbos. And only later does he tell them the commandment about building the Mishkan, that through the Melechas HaMishkan you could bring down the Veshachanti B'Seicham, the Shechina should rest, should dwell amongst them. So here he's once again emphasizing and underscoring this idea that Moshe is the one who reintroduces Shabbos here as a very primary idea, and therefore puts it in its own amira, and therefore mentions the dibur of the Aseres HaDibreis, and actually Vayakel Moshe gathers them all primarily for the Azhara of Shabbos. This is a powerful lesson on the importance of separating ourselves from Iser. Gam kasher hu asuk bin yonim achi nailim. Even if a person is involved with very lofty concepts, very lofty ideas, very lofty pursuits, v'ad b'inyin achi ikri d'asroes hashchina. Even one of the most lofty things a person can do, to bring down the Shechina, the Eibishter's presence into this world, which is the whole purpose of the building of the Mishkan, hini b'shas maise, as you are involved in the building of the Mishkan, or whatever this lofty concept that you're doing, the itkedu is then, even before you approach this idea to get involved in it, you have to know and to be careful to stay away to the furthest extreme from something, from an act that is prohibited. Even though this act, minus the prohibition, in other words, if you did it on a different day, you're doing it on a different day when it's not aser, this very act of building the Mishkan, or whatever it is that you're doing, is something that is going to bring sooner the Ashra'es HaShechina. So the act itself is very lofty, but if it becomes aser, if there's an iser in it, then you have to stay away from it as far as possible. And therefore Moshe comes and says this first, and gathers all the Yidden to tell it to us, tell it to them, and brings it down for the Aseres HaDibreis to say, you know, that sometimes a person gets so carried away with what they're doing, and they're doing such important things, such lofty things, that you might think, you know what, I got to get this done, even if it's a shtickle Yisr or a shtickle Maisa Yisr over here, you know, it's all for the greater good. Comes this parasha and tells us that as much as the Eibishter wants us to build a Mishkan, as much as the Eibishter wants us to do the Maisim, to build the things that bring down the Shechina of the Eibishter into this world, at the same time you have to know how to do it, and if there's a Maisa Iser, then you have to stay away from it to the furthest extreme, because it cannot be part of Hashra'as HaShechina. You can't use a Maisa Iser to bring down the Shechina to this world. And that's why Moshe structured it up in the Hira. That's why Moshe structures it in this way, to be able to remind us and to teach us how important it is to stay away from a Maisa Iser, even in the midst of the loftiest and the greatest pursuits.